Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We are broadcasting live from Kroger in Brentwood, 210 Franklin Road. Delanie Walker, Titans all-pro tight end, will be here signing autographs for fans. First 175 through. We'll get a Delanie Walker autograph. Look forward to seeing him. Joined now by Predators defenseman P.K. Subban, who is with us. P.K., what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. Wow, fans are pretty lucky to get an autograph from Delanie, I'll tell you that. I asked him once. I'm still waiting for that autograph. So when you see him, tell him to sign something for me.
Have you had a chance to get to know some of the Titans guys?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I've met Delanie a few times. Great guy. Really, really nice guys. I think that's the coolest thing about coming to Nationals, you know, playing in Montreal. We didn't have a NFL franchise there. So, I really love the relationship with those guys because I love football. So, Logan Ryan as well. I just met him lately. We've hung out a few times. I know he lives in Brentwood, and his daughter's a big fan. So, had a chance to meet him as well, and DeMarco Murray last year. So I've had a chance to meet a few of the Titans players, and they're good guys.
P.K. Subban with us at P.K. Subban 1 on Twitter. First three games, P.K., it's been tough in the beginning for you guys. Last night, a completely different story. You guys came out with tremendous energy, really put the pressure on them from the jump.
Yeah, you know what? We wanted to come out and be aggressive and play loose but also, you know, do everything with a purpose, you know, and just do everything hard and fast. And obviously, you know, getting through those first 5 minutes without allowing a goal was a big point for us that we wanted to execute early in the game and make sure that we didn't give up one early like the previous three games. So that just built us. That gave us a chance just to kind of build one shift after another, and obviously built up the lead. And you got to give them credit; they fought pretty hard the whole game as well. But you would expect most teams to do that when they're fighting for their season. So, you know, it was a great game.
Did you have maybe a different feeling going into the game before you guys took the ice before the first period? Sometimes you just kind of know going into a game, okay, this feels like our night. Did you feel like, hey, we're going to come out tonight and play better in this opening period?
Yeah, because, you know, it was an all-or-nothing game. I think, you know, by all means, we know how important that fourth win is. And, you know, no series is over until it's over. But, you know, that game four, that game five were just pivotal games, you know, and obviously game six and seven are usually the decision makers, but, you know, that game four, game five, it's pivotal. You know, the difference between 2-2 and 3-1 is a big difference, and we like where we're at right now, but this team, there's no quit. Like, you could see it last year right down to the final 2-3 seconds of the game. It's been that way all series, so I think Bender's done a great job as a new coach there. He coaches that team well, and they play hard. They play hard for them. So, you know, it's going to be, we would expect nothing less tomorrow.
Ridiculous call gives them, and I'll say it, you don't have to, gives them a goal, 3-2, last 8.5 minutes. So intense, just me by myself in my living room watching on television. How intense was it on the ice?
Yeah, it was intense, but I think it's good for our team. I think, you know, last year we gained a lot of experience during that playoff run, and there were times where we had adversity, but I think the teams that face the most adversity down the stretch are the teams that win championships. And you look at Pittsburgh, I mean, when we played them last year in the playoffs, there were 5-on-3s, and they found ways to kill them. And you look at the game yesterday, we found ways to get the job done, especially on the penalty kill. And obviously, discipline's huge for us. We're going to have to get better in that category. But I think that when we've been faced with adversity so far, we've responded well to it. So that's a great sign.
There's a lot of talk about your hit on McKinnon in Game 3. Can you take us through that play?
I don't even really think there's a need to go through it because I just think it was more a bunch of, you know, people from Denver that tried to make a story out of something, you know, yeah. out of nothing really. And, you know, they understand that, you know, I'm going to be playing against guys like McKinnon and Brandon and Landeskog all series. So if there's something that they can use to kind of make you think twice about how you defend and how you play the game, then maybe that's what it was because, you know, I didn't think it was anything really. I think that happens almost every shift where somebody gets nicked with something or gets bumped with something. That's just hockey, you know. So, but I'm going to continue to play those guys hard.
Well, that's basically what their coach Bednar said. We see plays like this all throughout a hockey game, and I noticed you spoke to the media the next day, and you said, "If I've got to put another hit like that on somebody tonight or tomorrow night, I'll do it."
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's the thing. Like I said, when you know, when you've been doing your job for a long time, you know exactly what you have to do, and I'm going to continue to play those guys hard, tough, and that's what you have to do. If you don't play them physically, you don't play them hard, they build confidence over the game, and they're good enough players, they're skilled, they're going to find ways to break you, so you got to make sure that you play them hard and tough.
Well, Forsberg had another one of his ridiculous goals, but it all started with a hit that you made on the blue line and separated player from puck, and Forsberg ends up with it, and it's just crazy watching the skill level of that dude.
Yeah, you know, and that's why, you know, I know that there's maybe people listening that aren't the biggest Patriots fans, but you know, Bill Belichick says, you know, their number one thing was like, just do your job. And
right.
I think that with our team, when we do just everybody does their job to the best of their ability, whether that's finishing a check, whether that's making a good breakout pass, whether that's, you know, doing what Phil did on that goal. I mean, everybody has their role on the team. And when everybody does their job, you know, good things are going to happen. So I think when we get into trouble is when we're trying to, we're overcompensating and thinking too much. We just got to play our system, play loose, and have fun, and use the talent that we have.
I know you don't do things for recognition. You do a lot of things for your hospital that you support back in Canada. You do so much in Nashville. But it was very cool to see you get the Metro Nashville Police Department Community Service Award for this Blue Line Buddies program. And I certainly follow that on social media for people who don't know about it. There's a lot of information out there. But nice award, certainly, PK, by the police department.
Yeah, you know, I think when I got traded to the team last summer, or 2 summers ago now almost, you know, there was just a lot in terms of what I was going to do when I came to Nashville as a player that was, you know, traded for the captain. And I didn't think much of the program. I thought it was a great idea at the right time, and I felt that it was going to make, you know, give a lot of people a great experience, and it just worked out that way. And I definitely didn't expect to be getting awards from the police department for it, but you know, it's all good stuff. And I think that what I'm most thankful about is how many people that contributed and helped me all year to put this thing together and to make it a great experience for the officers and the kids when they came to the game. So very, very excited about it, and it'll go right next to a couple trophies on the mantle already, and hopefully another one come postseason here.
I know that had to be a crazy time. You mentioned coming to Nashville just about 2 years ago, but could you imagine all the things that have happened since then? And as hard as that may have been to get that phone call to find out about it, it's amazing sometimes how well things work out, even when they're not things that you expect to happen in your life.
Yeah, the amazing thing is when it happens, but, I mean, all you can control is kind of the process of getting to those points. And I think, you know, the biggest thing is when I went through a big change in my life and my career, I just focused on the things I can control. And the first thing is just playing hockey and doing your job and playing as hard as you can. And in the role that they have, you just excel in that role. And I've tried to do that and help this team win. And I think we did a really good job of that last year and this year. But like I said, it's just coming into a mix and just having an open mind and just trying to have fun and be yourself. And it's worked out well for me.
PK, story just coming down now. Preds defenseman PK Subban has been named a finalist for the 2018 Norris Trophy. So congratulations,
man,
on that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I know that I found out this morning earlier. I was given the news with my teammates, and they were pretty excited. And I know that, you know, for our team, we have a lot of guys that deserve recognition for what we've accomplished. And obviously, you know, Pex is the backbone of this team. But, you know, I'm very it's pretty special to me to be nominated because of how many amazing players, first of all, I play with, but how many amazing defensemen that are on our team. I mean, you know, I think the only disappointment was maybe not seeing Roman amongst in that group, because I think he deserves that. And, you know, obviously, Ellie's had a great year since he's been back from injury. And Matthias Ekholm is also deserving of that type of recognition. So, you know, I think that's the most, you know, impressive thing to me is that being able to, like, stand out a little bit from that group. And I love those guys, play with them every game and have so much fun playing with that skill set. So, you know what, I share this kind of nomination with those guys, but it's great to be nominated again. I mean, I don't take those things for granted. So very, very happy today.
Well, PK, we appreciate the visit as always. Good luck tomorrow.
Let's have some handshakes tomorrow night.
Let's make it a handshake Friday, bro.
Sounds good to me, guys. All right. Going to take our best. Thank you.